Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, dass Yavam ist Perik Yud Gimel, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Again, Reuven is married to Rachel and Chana. Now, Gedailah Ketana. Rachel is a Gedailah, Chana is a Ketana. Again, a Ketana whose mother or brother married her off. Reuven dies without children. Bar Yavim al Gedailah, Shimon is Miyavim Rachel, that Yavim is Min HaTayra. V'chazer Bar la Ketana. And then he's Miyavim Chana, which he wasn't supposed to. Or his brother Levi was Miyavim Chana. He too wasn't supposed to do that once Shimon was Miyavim Rachel. But Loi Paslas Agdoila didn't passel Rachel with this. Once there's Yivum to the Gdoila, there's no other Yivum over here that's taking place. Sechtas Yivamas closes once he's Miyavim, a Yivama that he's Mechuiv to Miyavim in HaTorah. However, if Ba'yavim first alaktana, Shimon is first Miyavim Chana, that Yivim is Midrabana. Chazi Ba'lakdoila, and then he's Miyavim Rachel. Asha Ba'achav alakdoila, or Levi is Miyavim Rachel, after Shimon was Miyavim Chana, Pasla Saktana, they're going to pass the Ktana, they're going to pass Chana with this. Because the Yivim of the Gdoila is Midraisa, is going to be overbearing over here. It's going to Aser on the Yavim the Ktana. But there's only a Yivim and Rabbanon. Wait, so let me ask you something. So he won't be able to stay married to Chan, who is already Miyavim. Could he stay married to Rachel? And the answer is also not. Because he was Miyavim Chana first, and there was a Yivim over here, a Yivim and Rabbanon, so he wasn't supposed to be Miyavim Rachel afterwards. Because there's the Isser of Bayis Echad V'loi Shnei Batim, you can't take two Yivamais. Now, if he does, the Yivam is Chal. Because Lamaisa, it's Rachel's Yivam that's Min HaTorah. But Lechetchila, he was not supposed to. So the Yivam may be Chal, but Lamaisa, now, he's not allowed to live with her. Kum to Rebbe Lazar. And Rebbe Lazar says, no, there's an Eitzah. Malam din asaktana shetimoyin boy. Tarsus Yamta points out, this is not the Rebbe Eliezer that we learned about earlier in Mishnah Zion. That's Rebbe Eliezer ben Hyrcanus. This is Rebbe Lazar ben Shemua. The Belaza says like this, let's not forget the Eitzah by a Ketana that we can undo the whole marriage. So he was Ba al Ketana Tchila, which creates like this Drabana de Kiyivim. Now we're saying because of that Drabana de Kiyivim, even though he's Miyavim Rachel, he can't stay with her. Because you can't have two Yivamis in the same house. And yes, and even though Rachel's Yivim is Deraisa and the first one is Drabana, but Lamaisa, it's still two Yivamis with Drabana. But what we could do is have Chana do Miyam. So it comes out that she was never married to Reuven. So she's for sure not a Yavama. And Memela, he can keep Rachel. There's different Shatim over here in the Rishonim, but that's how many other Rishonim learn. Okay, chazing over our Mishnah. We have a Gdoila and a Ketana. We have Reuven married to Rachel and Chana. Rachel is the Gdoila, Chana is the Ketana. Reuven dies without children. Shimon is Miyavim, Rachel the Gdoila. Fine. Masechlis Yavamas closes. Rachel is a Yavamah Midaraisi, was Miyavim. There are no longer any Yavamas over here. If afterwards he's with Chana, maybe he's not allowed to. But it doesn't affect Rachel in any way. It's not Yivam. It's not like there are two Yavamas here. Once the Yavam is done with Rachel, all other Zika connections, all Yivam connections fall off. Much more problematic would be if he was first Miyavim Chana or another brother was Miyavim Chana. And then Rachel. So it was okay for them to be Miyavim Chana. There's a Yivam Midrabanan, because Chana's marriage to Reuven, who died, was Midrabanan. But now, by being Miyavim Rachel afterwards, so it's not like, oh, once they were Miyavim Chana, Rachel's Yavim connection falls off. You can't say that, because Chana was only Midrabanan, Rachel's Minat Torah. So what's going to happen is, by being Miyavim Rachel now, Rachel becomes the Yavam, and Chana will become Pasel. And for that matter, he won't be able to keep Rachel either. However, Rebbe Elazar says there's an Eitzah, we can teach the Ketana to do Miyun. Then it says if Chana was never married to Reuven, so she was never a Yavama, and that clears the way for either Shimon or his brother to stay with Rachel.